Nash Afternoons with Tori, Lynn, and Jay talking about ghost stories. Tanya, what's yours?
When I was 5 years old, I was running a fever, and I got up to get a drink in the middle of the night. This figure was standing in front of me in the kitchen, and I just thought it was my dad, and I said, "Daddy, I'm thirsty." I got a drink of water. He tucked me back into bed, and my mom asked me the next day, "How did the water get in my bedroom?" And I said, "Daddy gave it to me," and Daddy didn't.
Oh, no.
Wait, so the ghost was taking care of you?
Uh-huh, because my fever was awful gone the next day.
Oh, wow. You had a really nice ghost.
Well, I have another ghost, but he's my late husband, and I know he's with me.
Oh, now that's a ghost you want to follow you
around.
Yeah,
because every time I get a little nervous or anxious or something, I'll feel him in the middle of the night, and he'll cuddle up to me, and I'll be able to go right straight to sleep.
Oh, I love that. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Queen, girl, I ain't talked to you forever. What you got for us?
How about here at home, maybe on the couch and the toilet flushes by itself?
Uh-oh.
The toilet flush by itself?
I didn't know the ghost had to use the facilities.
Yeah, the toilet flushes, the light comes on, and the TV turns the channel all on its own.
What channel did it turn it to?
I think it was Unsolved Mysteries or something.
Oh, no! I thought they were trying to tell you something. Robin, if your house was haunted, would you stay or would you go?
It would depend upon the haunting. But I have a kind of girlfriend that in her house, you had to keep the knives up because they'd go flying.
Holy cow!
Yeah, the only time it ever happened is if one of the boys went after one of the girls. Apparently, when they did some research, they found it was a female ghost that had been brutalized.
Oh,
so when her and her boyfriend would get into an argument, you'd see a knife come flying across the room and sticking the wall.
Wow.
So she should stay there just to keep her man in line.
True story.
You're absolutely right. But I had a ghost in my house that used to sit on the end of my bed at night.
No!
Yes.
Even friendly, that's too creepy.
No. He would sit on the end of the bed at night, and he would keep me safe.
Aw, well, good. That's a good ghost. He's all right by me. Thanks for the call, Robin.
No problem. Thank you.
Candace, what was your situation?
The butcher in the basement?
What?
Yeah. He would sit at the bottom of my stairs, and if I'd go downstairs, that's where the laundry room was.
Oh, convenient.
He'd see me coming and run to the laundry room. And stand there and watch me do the laundry.
What? No.
That is
not
okay.
All of my clothes would have been dirty.
Scared the crap out of me. So I refused to do the laundry in that house.
I don't blame you. Jeez.
I'm going to start using that excuse. I like that. Thanks, Candace. Nash Afternoons with Tori, Lynn, and Jay talking haunted houses. Laura, what's your story?
Well, a few years ago, I recently moved into a home and later found out that a son had killed his father. I feel like this man had his presence in the home because when I would go to bed at night, I felt like he would be laying in the bed beside of me.
Ooh.
I know.
Was he a frisky ghost?
He was friendly, but since we began to move out of the house, things have gotten a little bit creepier. Things have been shutting behind us. Pennies have been rolling on the floor. My dog has started to have seizures. So it's been pretty real.
Oh, my gosh.
And
get out of that house and get your dog out of there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're actually in the process of moving now, and my dog has been a whole lot happier, and my husband a lot happier. Things have been going better in life for us as well. So I have a feeling that house is kind of painted.
Holy cow. I'm glad y'all are getting out of that house. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, Megan, go ahead with your ghost story.
Okay, so about a year ago, I was sleeping, and out of the blue, I woke up and rolled over and thought I saw something staring at me. So, of course, I rubbed my eyes like, no, nothing's there. And when I opened them back up, I swear, I saw like this old lady with the long black and gray ring-style hair just staring at me. So, of course, and I screamed, and my husband, who sleeps like the living dead, woke up and was like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I swear there was someone there." And he was like, "Well, it's probably because I sleep like the living dead, so she came to your size instead."
She was like, "No, oh, he's never going to wake up. I give up
That's
on
exactly
him."
Right. Yeah, she gave up real quick.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for the call, Megan.
Thanks.
Nash Afternoon, Shannon, have you ever had to worry about a ghost in your house?
I have. There was one time where I woke up in the middle of the night. When I opened my eyes and looked, I saw a dark figure the size of a 7-year-old child standing right next to my bed.
Ooh,
and
gosh.
Yeah, so I was terrified, and I like hid under the covers, and I was like, okay, it's got to be gone. So I kid you not, I stuck my hand out And I promise you, I felt something standing there. Like,
stop
I touched
it.
Something.
Oh, my gosh. Shannon, I have chills right now. Jay, look at these chills. Like, the hair on the arm is standing straight up. That is terrifying.
It was nuts.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Shannon.
Thanks so much, guys.